We're to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, for all these wonderful young people. Yes, please, Mitch. Charles, would you go bring Smokey out? Nina, I have a Christmas gift for you. It's going to get me out of hot water. Charles, I got in hot water with Nina. It wasn't the jacuzzi. It was trouble because we had a camel named Clydene. And Clydene got her, during construction process, Clydene got injured really bad, ended up in the trash truck in the alley. And Nina has not forgiven me. She's been holding it against me now for several weeks. And Charles has come to the rescue, and this is Nina's Christmas present. Nina, here's your present. You're welcome to decorate him or anything you need to do. You know, after this is, but we just wanted, this is your Christmas present, Nina. And his name is Smokey because Charles and I used to smoke Camel cigarettes. We're not anymore, right, Charles? We gave that up, yeah. But, you know, the smoke lingers. Thank you for being here today. I really appreciate it. God appreciates it. Happy birthday, Jesus. Lord, I hope you're enjoying this because it's making me cry. I'll tell you what, these young people and their drama, you know, that's a 2,000-year-old story, and I still cry any way it's portrayed. Who's running computer on the screen this morning? Peter, you running that? I gave you a whole list of scriptures. I want you to scroll up all the way to Matthew 1:18, and that's where we're going to work this morning. Matthew 1:18, if you brought your Bible, you'll want to look there in Matthew 1:18. We'll be going five verses, 18 through 23. Oh, thank you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for the opportunity to be right here, right now. And thank you, Lord, for bringing all these beautiful people together that we might learn more of you through these activities and celebrations today. We love you, Lord. And we really mean it when we say happy birthday. And we don't know what day of the year you were born, and, you know, it doesn't really matter. We're just so glad you were born. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Did you find that scripture? Let's read it. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her a public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought on about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she'll bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. Next verse. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and bear a son. They shall call his name Emmanuel, which translated, everybody say those last three words, God with us. Those last three words. If I had a way of getting those last three words deep in your heart forever and ever, amen, we could just dismiss and go home right now. But because I need to hear a little bit more about it, and you do too, we're going to go ahead with this. I promise to keep this short today. I know everybody wants to go home to Christmas dinner. So I've promised to keep this under 3 hours, maybe two. But folks, we're celebrating today something much more than a baby in a manger. I mean, as they would say in Spanish, por razón, for reason, for purpose, we do celebrate the babe in a manger. It's everywhere. It's an awesome message. The fact that his birth was fulfillment of several prophecies is just a beautiful and huge evidence of God being totally involved in the thing. But we're here to celebrate more than a baby in a manger. We're here today to celebrate a better lifestyle. Because of that birth. Celebrate a better lifestyle for every aspect of the humanity that we were created to be. Are you human? Are you human? Look at the person next to you and see if they're human. Check them out. If they're aliens, we'll do something with that later. But if they're human, Jesus came for that person. And he became human for that person. You know, you say, well, how would God become human? Well, he makes them. He makes them. He has an assembly line. I'm playing with you now. But hey, it's not, nothing's impossible with God. He has no problem taking the word power, his very creative power, his word. Everybody say word. He has no problem taking that word, putting it in the womb of a virgin and bringing forth a son. No problem for God. God with us was our text. God with us. God with us. Where is he? The reason he's here with us is because Jesus was born. You know, Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesucristo, Cristo Jesus, you know, whatever language, whatever form you want to put in, we really do a lot of focusing on Jesus and the name Jesus, and we do things in the name of Jesus. We operate in the name of Jesus. We see miracles take place in the name of Jesus. But let us never forget the name Emmanuel. How many here have at least two names? So it's okay for Jesus to have two names, right? Amen. And Emmanuel is very much a name of Jesus as much as Jesus is. And the significance of that name is amazingly powerful. God's now with us. You know, our father, great, 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 great grandfather Adam got to messing around with sin and he lost the walk that humanity had with God. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel has come. And now the walk with God that we once had and lost through Adam, that walk with God has been restored. Now we can walk with the Father. Now we can walk with God because he's here with us. That means everything in your life that needs attention of the attention of God can be affected right away because he's right here. You don't have to call him down from heaven. He's here. Emmanuel is here. You say, well, I don't see Jesus. I thought he ascended back to the Father. Yeah, and he also said, I won't leave you without my Spirit, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. He is still here by his Spirit. So we celebrate Emmanuel, God with us. We celebrate eternal life, the fact that now we know how to get there. How many want eternal life, yeah? Well, we know how to get there. It's all about Jesus. It's a special message that he was born in a manger. His birth-fulfilling prophecy was very important. But the big story, guys, the big story is that he was born. We don't know what day he was born on, but, you know, hey, I'm not sure what day I was born on. My mama told me she found me under a cow chip on the back side of the back 40 of the pasture. So I don't know, you know. Doesn't matter when Jesus was born. What matters is he was born. And the fact that he was born brought God on the scene, Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. And this brings us back into fellowship with the Father if we want it. And oh, how we want it and we need it. John the Apostle says, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God, the creative force of God, was made flesh, Jesus, Emmanuel, and dwelt among us. He is with us. He is with us, and he wants to be inside of you by invitation. He's with you, he's available to you, but he wants to be inside of you by invitation. Lord, please come into my heart. Come rule my heart. Come guide my heart. Amen. But I got to thinking, you know, what does this baby in the manger mean to me? What does this baby in the manger mean to you? And so all of a sudden some occupations start coming to my mind. I start thinking about various occupations and what the baby in the manger, what the coming of Christ, what does Emmanuel mean to all these occupations? And so I started, you know, writing things down as they would come. And I've got a list of occupations here and it doesn't include all by any means. And it's not alphabetical order. It's just as it started coming to me. And so this is the way I did this. What does Emmanuel, God with us, mean to the sheep herder? Well, to the sheep herder, he's the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd, and he's the protector of the sheep. That's from Psalms 23. What does Emmanuel mean to the cowboy? Well, the cowboy knows from Psalms chapter 50 that he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen? How about the mechanic? You know, everybody's got a mechanic or wants to be one. Well, to the mechanic, he's the oil of the Holy Spirit that keeps life running smoother. Hebrews 1. About the medical doctor. I know we have some nurses here, but I don't know about doctors. I'm about half horse doctor, if that counts, I'm not sure. The medical doctor, what is he to the medical doctor? What is Emmanuel to the medical? He's the great healer of Exodus 15. About the nurse, hey nurses, what is he to you? He's the good Samaritan caring for the wounded and the hurting, in Luke 10. How about a lawyer? Should we include lawyers? I think so. Well, to the lawyer, he's the just judge of Hebrews 10. About the politicians, you know, we just thought about politicians these days. Well, he's the one that always has a winning platform. How about the musician? We've got musicians in the house. What's Emmanuel mean to the musician? God with us? Well, he's the song of songs. There's never been a greater song than the song of our Savior. How about the symphony conductor? Well, he's the God who directs our lives with harmony. You know, if you let the Holy Spirit direct your life, it'll begin to harmonize with the things it needs to harmonize with. How about the carpenter? Well, to the carpenter, Emmanuel is the one who builds his house on the rock, Matthew 7. How about the fireman? Anybody here ever see a fire truck? What's Emmanuel to the fireman, God with us? He saves lives. How many know Jesus saves? Come on. Well, how about the good old truck driver? I know a little bit about that. I logged over 1,000,000 miles, accident-free, I might add. And that's why I don't like to drive anymore. But to the truck driver, he's good for the long haul. Good for the long haul. How about the secretary? My wife spends hours and hours and hours being secretary. And she just loves it because it keeps me out of her hair. What is Emmanuel to the secretary? Well, she's reminded that he keeps the record, keeps our record in the Lamb's Book of Life. Huh? Is he more than a babe in a manger, guys? How about to the businessman? He's the Lord of the wise and good and faithful servant of Matthew 25. How about to the chef? Everybody likes a good chef. Where's Tom? Hey, Tom, you're a chef. What is Emmanuel to the chef? He's the God that prepares us a banquet. In Revelation 3:20, he says, come and dine. The master calleth, come and dine. How about the server, the waiter, waiter or waitress? Well, Emmanuel tips well. He'll take care of you. How about the teacher? We've got some teachers in the house. Emmanuel to the teacher is the ultimate reminder. How many know that teachers know that people need to be reminded? Well, the Holy Spirit will remind us of everything Jesus said if we'll just ask him. And the good old farmer. How about the farmer? Well, Emmanuel to the farmer is the God that understands seed time and harvest. Galatians 6 says, God's not mocked. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap, good or bad. How about the technician? Bill's not here today. He's at Phoenix with his kids. He's a technician. Well, to the technician, Emmanuel is the problem solver. How about the author? Well, I believe Emmanuel to the author is that the one that wrote the bestseller of all times. Did you know that the Holy Bible outsells all other books on the planet? Somebody ought to give God a hand for that. How about the policeman? To the policeman, Emmanuel, God with us, is the God who's here to serve and to protect. And he's the ultimate backup. Come on. How about the heavy equipment operator? Oh, I love this one. He's the mountain mover. Yeah, God's the mountain mover. To the housewife. Oh, let's not forget her. Probably the most important person in our life. Well, he's Jehovah Jireh, our provider. About the rocket scientist. What would Emmanuel mean to a rocket scientist? Well, the rocket scientist remembers that Jesus is seated far above all heavens and all principalities. How about the soldier? To the soldier, Emmanuel, God with us, is the faithful buddy in the foxhole. How about to the sailor? Well, to the sailor, Emmanuel is he who calms the storm. Ever had a storm in your life? Then you need Jesus. How about to the marine? Well, the marine thinks about Emmanuel, God with us, and he remembers that Jesus only chose 12 good men because he just needed a few good men. How about the airman? Well, the airman remembers that Emmanuel is he who carries us on eagle's wings. Well, how about the jobless? Forget the occupations for man. How about the jobless? To the jobless, Emmanuel, God with us, is the sure hope that things are going to get better. Amen. Okay, we're going to think outside the box for this next one. You're going to laugh, and that's okay, nerd. What's God to the nerd? Well, when the nerd thinks about God being with him, he realizes that Emmanuel accepts us, even with our individual weirdness, knowing that sometimes our lives seem more like just an experiment, so we need God. And finally, how about to this preacher? You know, I had to look at myself. What does Emmanuel, what does God being here with me mean to me? And, you know, I could have named a million things, but this is what come up out of my spirit. He's the best boss I've ever worked for. I love my job. I love my job. I am the most honored person on earth because he allows me to carry his word. I'm the most honored person on earth because he allows me to enjoy the company of people like you. I am greatly honored. I've got the best job. The best job. The best job in all the world. I love my boss. That's what God being with me means to me, that I have a really good job and a pleasant place to execute that work. Oh, hallelujah. Let's stand to our feet. I'd like you to take someone by the hand this morning. If they had a hand free, well, just take them by the hand. If their hand's not free, maybe you could put your hand on their shoulder or their arm. And let's just close our eyes and pray a minute. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son. Thank you that you, Father, brought forth the very birthing of your word, your creative power, in the very person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you came as Emmanuel. Now God is with us. Now, Lord, you are not a God way off in heaven that can't be touched, but you're God with us, truly one of us. Lord, your word says that Jesus felt everything we've ever felt, from the sorrows and the pains and the temptations to the joys. Our Lord Jesus, because he became human, the Word made flesh and dwelling among us, because of Emmanuel, God with us, you feel what we feel. You know what we know. You hope what we hope. Oh, thank you, Father. And Lord, for those that are here today, Lord, that are listening to this little sermon, Lord, it's just a short sermon, but it's got a lot to say. Lord, I pray that they take it home in their heart that God is now with us. They take it home in their heart that now they can walk with God. Now they can go hand in hand everywhere they go, anywhere they need to go, anything they need. They can approach that with God in hand. And Lord, I just pray that everyone will begin right now to just receive you, receive the very saving power of God that comes into our hearts as we accept you and accept who you are. Lord, save us, deliver us, redeem us, and bring forth the revelation to our heart that you are truly with us, Emmanuel, God with us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we love you. In Emmanuel's name, we love you. Thank you for being born. Amen. We'll give about 50 or 60 people a big hug and then sit back down because we're going to give you all a gift. Where's Becky? Becky's going to be in charge of giving out the gifts. After you give everybody a hug, we'll sit back down and get ready for your gift.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. We're going to start with babies, 3 and under. So parents, bring your little 3 and under boys and girls up